Hello, I'm Linda Vu, your host for this podcast from NASA's Galaxy Evolution Explorer mission, or GALEX for short. This audio series highlighting recent results in ultraviolet or UV astronomy is produced by the GALEX Science Center, located at the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena, California. Today, we are kicking off 2006 with a new look at a nearby galaxy with an unusual shape. Previously, the Cartwheel Galaxy has been observed across a variety of wavelengths. However, it was only through recent observations with the GALEX telescope's ultraviolet vision that the Cartwheel was revealed as one of the brightest galaxies in our local universe at UV wavelengths. To see an image, visit our website at www.galex.caltech.edu. In the UV, astronomers also discovered a hidden side of the Cartwheel. Here to discuss the significance of this finding is the lead investigator of this observation, Dr. Philip Appleton of the Spitzer Science Center. Welcome, Phil.
Hi, Linda.
Phil, before we start, could you tell us a little bit about the Cartwheel Galaxy?
Well, the Cartwheel is an example of what we call a collisional ring galaxy, which is where a small galaxy has plunged right through the center of a larger rotating disk galaxy, driving a kind of a ring out into the disk. And it's a little bit analogous to dropping a stone into a pond and watching a ripple and then sometimes a second ripple go out from the center.
Why is this so fascinating?
Well, one of the amazing things about ring galaxies is that they represent almost a scientific experiment in which, just by accident, the small galaxy has perturbed the larger galaxy and has driven these waves out into the disk. And the waves trigger the birth of stars. And so, as the wave goes out, it's generating stars along the edge of the wave, creating sort of an experimental testbed for us to study massive star formation.
And how far away is this galaxy?
The Cartwheel is about 400 million light-years away. The outer ring, if you could see it through a small telescope, it's actually probably too faint to be seen easily, would look to be almost about twice the size of the disk of the planet Jupiter.
So what new information about the Cartwheel Galaxy does GALEX provide?
Well, GALEX has discovered a number of new things. The first is that the Cartwheel is extremely luminous in the ultraviolet. In fact, it's one of the most luminous galaxies seen in the local universe. And in fact, the second most luminous galaxy is also a ring galaxy. So there's something pretty unusual about this ring phenomenon. And probably the reason that it is so bright in the UV is that the ring is this propagating wave of star formation that's moved way out into the edges of the disk. And so it's gone out into a region where there are not very many metals. And therefore, the stars are generally much hotter. And so they appear extremely luminous in the ultraviolet. But an exciting new result is that GALEX sees a very faint disk, which extends to about twice the diameter of the ring, and it's glowing in the light of very low-level star formation. What's interesting about this observation is that it represents for the first time the fact that we see the outer disk that the ring is actually expanding into. What we're seeing is the remnant of the original target galaxy, which has yet to feel the effects of the collision.
I understand that previous X-ray observations have found the outer ring to contain many X-ray point sources.
Yeah, these X-ray point sources are a bit of a mystery. Usually in an average galaxy you might find one or two, but the Cartwheel, there's at least a dozen of them, and they're all concentrated in the narrow ring, the place where all the massive stars are forming. So one particular X-ray source was extremely luminous, actually much more luminous than the others. We call it a hyperluminous X-ray source. And this source was a potential candidate to be a very massive black hole of some sort. And so one of the things we wondered was whether that source would show up in the ultraviolet. It turns out that massive black holes during an accretion phase when material is falling onto them can actually be even brighter in the UV than they are in the X-rays. But it turns out that this particular source is rather faint with GALEX, and this indicates to us that probably rather than being a single massive black hole, it's probably composed of lots and lots of small black holes in binary systems that are somehow formed as part of the normal process of this massive star formation.
What about the stuff inside, the stuff that's filling the ring? What does GALEX tell us about that?
Right, well, what we see with GALEX, when we look in the interior part, where the wave has passed through that part of the disk and moved on, is a rather smooth distribution of ultraviolet light. This is in complete contrast to the Hubble Space Telescope observations, which show a rather bright red ring in the center.
If we don't see a ring in the GALEX data, what does that mean is going on inside?
Well, I think one of the things it's telling us is that as this ring of massive star formation has moved out through the galaxy, it's left behind it gas that's in a stirred up, almost like homogenized milk, you could imagine. it's been stirred up to the point where basically it's having a hard time forming lots of new stars. And so galaxies a fairly constant rate of star formation. We do see some new stars in there, but it's as though the gas is having a hard time to create new stars after the wave has passed through it. An analogy would be what happens to a forest after a forest fire has passed through. As the forest burns, which would correspond to the ring in this case with the star formation, you get a big blaze, but then behind the burning forest you actually have a certain recovery time in the forest before new trees can start to grow and new vegetation can start to grow. So you can kind of imagine that similar thing here, that as the wave has passed through the disk, it's stirred up the interstellar medium in such a way that it actually has a hard time to form stars again in large quantities until a certain time has passed.
Astronomers say that our Milky Way galaxy will eventually collide with its neighbor, the Andromeda. Is the cartwheel story a foreshadowing of our fate?
Well, that's an interesting idea. One thing we know is that we're falling towards the Andromeda galaxy, and in a couple of billion years or so, it's quite possible that we might collide with it. Ring galaxies are pretty rare, so it would take a little bit of a coincidence for us to fall right into the center of Andromeda and produce a ring, but it certainly can't be ruled out.
So what sparked your interest in collisional ring galaxies?
Well, we originally thought that the simplest possible colliding galaxy would be one in which, from a theoretical point of view, you drop one galaxy through the center of another. We thought it would be a very, very easy thing to understand. They actually turned out to be a lot more complicated than we thought. But I've been involved in the study of collisional ring galaxies for more than 10 years. We observed them with HST, there were observations made with Chandra, and the Galax observations in Spitzer. At one time I was working on them for so long that I tried to wean myself off them, but they're such interesting objects that I keep coming back to them, and I can't seem to avoid observing them and working on them.
Thanks for speaking with us, Phil.
Thanks very much.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. Philip Appleton of the Spitzer Science Center. To find out more about this topic and see an image of the Cartwheel Galaxy, make sure to visit our website at www.galax.caltech.edu. There you can browse our image galleries and read about the latest news results. For Galax, I'm Linda Vu. Thanks for listening.